Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dell Unser. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Dunning. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Dunning. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting second. The right fielder, Pete Lockhock. Batting third. The left fielder, Champ Summers. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Larry Biedner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Tyrone. Batting sixth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dave Rosello. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Garrett hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Mitterwald interferes with Garrett, who is awarded first base. Valentine moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Valentine. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Valentine steals third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wallace. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Valentine scores. Garrett moves to third. It's 1-0, Expos. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Unser hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Andre Thornton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wallace hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lockhock takes first base on ball four. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Summers takes first base on ball four. Lockhock moves to second. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Biedner takes first base on ball four. Lockhock moves to third. Summers moves to second. Wayne Tyrone is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Tyrone hits a fly ball towards left. Unser catches it and throws to home to double up Lockhock. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jorgensen takes first base on ball four. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Foote hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Dunning bunts towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Jorgensen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Valentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kelleher scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. 1 out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rosello is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Mick Kelleher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kelleher hits a fly ball into right field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garrett is 0-for-0 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner scoops it up and throws to first, with Renko covering, for the out. 1 out. Larry Parrish batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tyrone fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Renko strikes out. 1 out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wallace is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallace hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tyrone fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Champ Summers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Summers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Summers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Biotner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Biotner is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Wayne Tyrone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tyrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyrone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunning is 0-for-0 in the game. Dunning is called out on strikes. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Garrett. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out, Kelleher applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rosello is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosello hits a line drive into right field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Summers. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. Unser hits a pop-up towards first. Biotner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tyrone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Summers. Foley reaches second base with a double. Parrish scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Jorgensen is walked intentionally. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. Foote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock pinch hits for Steve Renko. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wallace is 0-for-2 in the game. Wallace hits a line drive towards short. Foley catches it and throws to first to double up Madlock. Two outs. Pete Lockhock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lockhock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Paul Ruschel now pitching. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Dunning is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunning takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dunning moves to second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Garrett bunts towards the mound. Ruschel fields it and throws to third for the out. Valentine moves to second. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Valentine moves to third. 2 outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Unser is 0-for-3 in the game. Unser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Dunning covering, for the out. 1 out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Biotner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Valentine. Biotner reaches second base with a double. Valentine throws the ball into Garrett, who relays the ball to Parrish, who tags Biotner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Tyrone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Tyrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Tyrone hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thornton is called out on strikes. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Foley is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Jorgensen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Expos. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-3 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tyrone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry White now playing left field. Del Unser now playing right field. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. George Mitterwald batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Mitterwald moves to second. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rosello is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosello hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mitterwald moves to third. Two outs. Jose Cardenal pinch hits for Paul Ruschel. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cardenal for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Garman now pitching. Steve Dunning is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dunning is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dunning strikes out. 1 out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentine is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Garrett moves to second. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 4 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into right field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace is 0 for 3 in the game. Wallace hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Expos. Dale Murray now pitching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Champ Summers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Summers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Biotner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Biotner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.